Let's study the words anywhere and anytime. They mean it's not important where and it's not important when. Listen.
With your own car, you can drive anywhere.
You can drive anywhere. You can drive to Los Angeles or Miami or New Orleans or anywhere. Let's go for a drive. Where shall we go?
Anywhere.
Anywhere? Okay. Let's go to the ocean.
Fine. When shall we leave?
What do you say?
When shall we leave?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay. Right now.
What shall we do at the ocean?
I don't know.
What do you say? What shall we do?
Anything!
That's right. And that's all for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell McMillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 5. This is Program 6.
Maxwell McMillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, Susan Stewart is at her parents' home in Riverdale. There is a special reason for her visit today. A newspaper reporter from the Riverdale paper is coming to talk to her. He wants to know about Susan's program to give toys to sick children in hospitals. Susan is excited about the reporter's visit, and his visit will be important to Robbie, too.
Mom's not here. She went next door.
Well, Robbie, will you answer the door?
Please?
Come on, Robbie. Please. It's a newspaper reporter.
A newspaper reporter?
Yes. It's about my program to give toys to children in hospitals. Come on, Robbie. Hurry up. Please.
Okay. All right. Hi.
Hello. I'm Bill McDonald.
Are you here to see my sister?
Susan Stewart?
Yes. She's here. Won't you come in? I'll call her.
Thank you.
No need to call anyone. I'm right here. How do you do, Mr. McDonald?
I'm fine, thank you. And very pleased to meet you.
I see you brought a tape recorder. Do you need to sit at a table, or shall we sit in the living room?
In the living room is fine.
I made some iced tea. Can I get you a glass?
Thank you. That sounds delicious.
Why don't you sit in here, and I'll be right back with the tea.
May I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do most reporters use tape recorders in interview situations?
Some do. It's a great tool for me. I find it helps me a lot in my work. I can give my readers the exact words from my interviews.
And some reporters don't use a tape recorder?
That's right. They just take notes.
Don't they miss a lot that way?
They might miss a word or two, but a good reporter won't ever miss an important idea.
I'm thinking about working as a reporter. I write for the school paper.
Do you? Well, it's a great job. There are always interesting stories to cover.
Here we are.
And there are important people to meet.
I hope you're talking about me.
Are you, Mr. McDonald? Is Susan an important person?
In this town, she is, Robbie.
Really?
Sure. She is creating a wonderful program. Those toys will make a lot of sick children very happy. What could be more important than that?
Thank you.
I want to learn all about it. How did you get the idea? May I turn on the tape?
Of course. Well, I was in Chicago at a toy makers' convention.
And you know that my dad is a doctor for children, a pediatrician. Well, and I did.
Let's look at one way to ask for something. Listen.
Mom, can you get the door?
Mom, can you get the door? In other words, Mom, will you answer the door, please? To family or friends, we often say, can you get? Here's another example.
Can you get the phone?
Now, you try it. You're in the shower. The telephone rings. What do you say?
Can you get the phone?
Yes, I'll get it. Today, we looked at the question, can you get something? I'll talk to you later.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, Susan and Robbie Stewart are meeting for lunch. They meet at a restaurant that serves food to people in a hurry, a fast food restaurant. Susan is excited. Her program to give toys to children in hospitals is a success. And one reason for that success is a newspaper story about her idea. Some young readers read the story and sent Susan a letter. And Susan wants Robbie to read it.
Here you go. Two hamburgers, water, and a soda.
Thank you.
Next. You've been standing here quite a while. What can I get you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I'm waiting for someone. My sister.
Maybe she forgot your meeting.
No, she just called me this morning. She was all excited about something. She really wanted to meet me.
You want to order something now?
Well, those burgers smell really good. But no thanks. I'll wait for her. She'll be here soon.
Next?
Hi, Robbie. Sorry I'm late. I had a business appointment this morning. It ran late. I'm sorry. Let me buy you lunch.
Great. I'm starving. How about a large burger, some fries, and a cola?
Okay. I'll get it. Oh, I have something to show you.
What is it?
It's a letter. Are you folks ready?
Yes, we are.
Go on, Robbie. Read it. There's a free table by the window. I'll meet you there with the food.
What'll it be, miss?
We'll have two large hamburgers, one large and one small bag of French fries, and two colas.
What size colas?
One large, one medium.
Okay, that's two burgers, large and small fries, large and medium colas. That's $5.20. Out of 10, here's your change. $4.80. Thank you. Next.
Here's your burger.
And here's your letter. You should be proud. And all this happened because of that article?
Isn't it great? Did you read this part? We are a local Girl Scout troop. We read the newspaper article about your idea.
Yeah, I know. They want to help with your hospital program.
They are going to organize other troops of scouts to visit with the children in the hospitals. Well, what do you think?
This burger tastes great.
Come on, Robbie. Not the burger, the letter.
I think it's totally amazing.
What's amazing? That I created the program? Or that it's working? What's so amazing?
Writing an article for a newspaper. It really works.
The There are many ways to talk about money. Often, we just use the numbers. We don't always say the words dollars and cents.
That's 520. Out of 10, here's your change. 480.
Hey, you said 520. Is that $520?
No, $5.20. 520. And you gave me $10. So your change is $4.80. 480.
Okay, so how much is one hamburger?
$1.25.
$1.25. I'm going to eat now. There are many ways to talk about money.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 6. This is Program 7.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're on the road with Richard Stewart and Andreas Pappas. Andreas is a visitor from Greece, and he is a cousin of one of the Stewart's friends, Alexandra Pappas. Richard and Andreas are traveling to Nashville, Tennessee. They are becoming good friends, and they are learning more about America. Soon, they find themselves near a country festival, and they decide to make a stop.
Wait a minute. Let's listen to that station, Andreas. Do you know that kind of music?
Yes, I heard something like it once before.
That's fiddle music. It's a real American kind of music. Country music from the mountains.
Why do they call it fiddle?
Because in country music, a violin is called a fiddle. F-I-D-D-L-E. Hey, listen to that fiddle player. He's quick.
Richard, I hear more than just violins. I mean fiddles. Isn't there a guitar, too?
You have a good ear. You're right. There is a guitar. Hey, Andreas, what town are we near right now?
I don't know. I'll take a look at the map.
You're listening to music coming to you live from the 53rd Annual Richwood, West Virginia County Fair.
Hey, listen to her.
Who? The woman speaking on the radio? What did you hear?
She said nothing unusual, but her accent is unusual, her way of speaking.
Yes. To people from my part of the country, she does have a strong accent.
What kind of accent do you call that?
That's a southern accent. Hey, you do have a good ear.
Thank you. Now we'd like to play for you a favorite song of our family. I know it's a favorite of your family, too. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Richard, look at that sign. There, that one.
Which one? Oh, I see it. Welcome to Richwood, West Virginia.
Yes, we just heard it on the radio. It's the home of the county fair.
Hey, we have to make a stop anyway. We're low on gas. Let's find a gas station in Richwood and hit the county fair.
Hit the county fair?
To hit the fair, Andreas, means to visit the fair, to take in the fair, to enjoy the fair. It means let's go to the county fair.
What will we find at a county fair?
Oh, music, crafts, animals, and food.
Food? Let's hit the fair.
So, Richard and Andreas are going to the fair. Where are they? Are they in the north of the United States, the south, the east, or the west? Listen.
Her accent is unusual, her way of speaking.
Yes, to people from my part of the country, she does have a strong accent. That's a southern accent.
So, where are they? They're in the southern part of the United States. They're in the south.
Yeah, they're in the south. And by the way, I don't think I have a strong accent. To me, Richard has a strong accent. He's from the northeast.
I have an accent?
It sounds that way to me.
And I think you have an accent.
So you see, people speak differently in different parts of the country. Bye.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Richard Stewart and Andreas Pappas stop at a county fair in West Virginia. A county fair is a fun place to be. There's usually music, and there's always good food, as Richard and Andreas discover. A county fair is a place for people to meet. Farmers show their best animals, and people show and sell their crafts. At the county fair, Richard will find another subject for his book of photographs, Family Album USA.
Andreas, look at all that food. Are you hungry?
I sure am. I can't believe my eyes.
Then believe your stomachs, fellas. Don't be shy. Step right up and have a piece of homemade pie.
There are so many kinds of pie.
12 kinds, to be exact. You must not be from around these parts.
No, we're not. We're just passing through on our way to Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, you're lucky to find us. People come from all over for these pies. What kind would you like?
What do you recommend?
Pecan.
What's pecan?
Pecan is a kind of nut. It makes great pie. What do you say, Andreas? Okay, 2 pieces of pecan pie.
There you go. Help yourself to a napkin and a fork. And welcome to the county fair.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, I think I'm in heaven. This is delicious.
It sure is. We were lucky to find the county fair.
There are lots of county fairs, you know.
This isn't the only one?
Oh, no. Every state has a number of counties, and most counties have a fair. Listen, what's that sound?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I think the sound is coming from over there. It's a blacksmith. You don't see them much anymore.
A blacksmith?
You know, he makes shoes for horses and metal tools. Excuse me. May I ask you something?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm Richard Stewart. I'm a photographer. I'm taking photographs for a book about America and Americans. I call it Family Album USA. May I take a picture of you working?
Of course you can. I come to county fairs because I want people to see my work.
Tell us about your work.
What can I tell you? I'm a craftsman, a blacksmith. I like the old ways. I work with my hands.
Tell us about that tool in your hands.
This hammer? My grandfather used this hammer. It still works perfectly. Watch.
Beautiful.
Richard and Andreas talked to 2 people at the fair. First, they met a woman selling pies. She asked,
"What kind of pie would you like?"
What did Richard say?
Recommend.
What do you recommend?
She recommended pecan pie. And then they talked to the blacksmith. Richard said,
"Excuse me, may I ask you something?"
What did Richard ask?
"Picture." "May I take a picture of you working?"
And the blacksmith said, "Of course you can." That's all for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 7. This is Program 8.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, Robbie Stewart tries to get a job. He wants to earn money to buy a car. We join Robbie at the offices of his hometown newspaper. He would like to work at the newspaper as a reporter, but the newspaper needs to fill a different job.
Here's my job application.
Let me see. Do we have all the information? Robbie Stewart, age 17, 46 Linden Street, Riverdale, New York. Telephone?
555-3090. That's my parents' phone, of course.
And they are Philip and Ellen Stewart. Do you have other work experience?
Just helping around the house. I have certain things to do every week, like washing the car. And then my dad pays me extra for jobs like painting and mowing the lawn.
I see. Well, that sounds just fine.
That's good enough?
I think so, but I have to give your application to Mrs. Ling. She's in charge of hiring new workers. She'll call you in a few days.
Is that all?
That's all.
Thank you.
Oh, one more thing. Do you have your own bicycle?
Yes. Why do you ask that?
Well, you'll need a bike to deliver the papers to the homes of our readers. Some of our newspaper delivery routes are quite long.
Newspaper delivery routes?
Yes. I think Mrs. Ling will be very pleased with your application. We need good, strong writers.
Wait a minute. I wasn't looking for that job.
No?
Uh-uh. I want a job as a reporter.
A reporter? But you have no experience as a reporter.
I write for my school newspaper.
That's fine. But all of our reporters have college degrees. And some of them have years of writing experience.
But how can I get years of experience without getting a job first?
Well, I'll give this application to Mrs. Ling. But I don't think you'll get a reporting job.
May I say hello to one of your reporters? Mr. Bill McDonald. He came to my house one time to talk to my sister.
I'll call him. Bill, a young man is here to see you. His name is Robbie Stewart. He says you interviewed his sister. I'll send him in. He's busy now, but you can see him in just a few minutes.
That's great. Thanks.
Take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Here, take a look at this newspaper. It's today's edition. Robbie, may I make a suggestion?
Yes?
There is a list of jobs in the newspaper, the Help Wanted ads. They start on page 25.
Is this sentence true or false?
Robbie wants to deliver newspapers.
True or false? It's false. Robbie doesn't want to deliver newspapers.
some of our newspaper delivery routes are quite long.
Newspaper delivery routes?
Yes. We need good, strong riders.
Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't looking for that job.
What kind of job does Robbie want?
No. I want a job as a reporter.
He wants to be a reporter. I'll talk to you again soon.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Robbie is in the office of a newspaper reporter, Bill McDonald. Robbie would like to get a job writing for Mr. McDonald's newspaper, but he's young and he doesn't have much experience. Mr. McDonald offers Robbie some suggestions to help him get started as a writer. Then a messenger arrives, and Robbie and Mr. McDonald get a new idea.
Well, you decided to buy a car. But to get money to buy a car, you need a job. And so you want to be a reporter for this newspaper?
That's partly right. There's another reason. You wrote a newspaper article about my sister, Susan. She had the idea to give toys to children in hospitals?
Yes, of course.
Well, many people read your article, and now some of them want to help. And that kind of help makes the whole toy program possible. It's just that I see it now. Journalism makes things happen.
Well, your sister had a good idea. And reporters like me like to write about good ideas.
I like that. A reporter.
Robbie, no one here will give you a job as a reporter. Not yet, anyway. But give me something interesting and well-written, and I'll show it to the editor, Mr. Maxwell.
You mean people like me do write articles?
Sometimes. We don't always publish them, but sometimes we print a good story from someone like you. Now, we don't pay much.
Oh, no. I understand. I want to thank you, Mr. McDonald. I'm going home now to start thinking about something to write.
I'm happy to help. Call me anytime.
I will.
By the way, Robbie, what about your job? Your car? Did you check the help wanted ads?
I did, but with no luck. I'm still...
Package from Speedy Messenger Service, Bill. Shall I send the messenger in?
Send him in.
I'm still a student, Mr. McDonald. I can only work part-time.
Good part-time work is hard to find.
Are you Mr. McDonald?
Yes.
I have a package for you.
Great. You got here quickly. I just called for this package.
They call us Speedy for a good reason.
You must have a fast bicycle.
Yes, I do. It's a good one.
Should I sign right here?
That's the place.
Thank you. Just a moment, young man. What can you tell us about being a bicycle messenger?
It's an okay job. I can work a lot, or I can work a little. I can go fast and make a lot of money, or I can go slow and make less. It's a good job.
Well, thanks, and goodbye.
You're welcome.
Well, Robbie, do you own a good bicycle?
I sure do. You know, being a messenger may be the job for me.
So, Robbie's going to be a bicycle messenger.
Wait a minute. I thought Robbie wanted to be a reporter.
He does want to be a reporter.
So why is he going to be a bicycle messenger? Why isn't he going to be a reporter?
Do you know? Why isn't Robbie going to be a reporter?
So, why isn't he going to be a reporter?
Because he doesn't have enough experience to be a reporter.
He's young?
Yes, He's young. He's only a kid. He's 17.
Well, maybe he'll be a reporter later, when he's older.
Maybe. He's even thinking of writing an article now.
I see.
Yes, Robbie may be a reporter in the future. Bye for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 8. This is Program 9.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're with Marilyn Stewart at a New York City boutique. Marilyn works as a salesperson in the shop. Sometimes she makes clothes of her own design. Today, a customer comes in looking for a coat. She doesn't like the coats in the store, but she likes Marilyn's sweater. It's handmade and it's perfect, except for one thing.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Are you Rita May, the owner?
No. I'm Marilyn Stewart. I work for Rita.
I see.
Rita will be away until next Monday. Perhaps I can help you.
A friend of mine told me about this shop. She said the clothes are original designs, and they're well made.
We like to think so. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a coat.
We have just a few coats left. Can I show them to you?
I'd like that. Thank you.
Here is a zippered coat. It has a wide belt and two large pockets. Would you like to try it on?
I don't think so.
It comes in several colors. In your size, I have a dark blue, a black, and a gray-green.
No, I'm looking for something different.
I'm sorry. This is all we have until fall.
You are wearing a very nice sweater.
Thank you. I made it myself.
It's beautiful. Could you make me one?
Why, yes. I could do that. And I could make it long, like a coat.
That's a great idea. I'd like that. Is it wool?
No. It's a mix of wool and man-made materials.
May I make a suggestion?
Certainly. Please do.
Your design is wonderful, and it's very well made.
Thank you. I care about my work.
Everything is terrific, but the material. It's so ordinary. It should be better. Pure wool, maybe even hand-spun wool.
Do you think so?
Close your eyes and picture it. Go on.
Yes. Maybe you're right.
Fine designs deserve fine materials.
Hand-spun wool. I like that idea.
I don't want it to be a bright color.
I like your idea. And I can use wooden buttons. They would be nice.
Perfect.
But may I be honest with you?
Of course.
I don't know very much about wool. Maybe you can help me. Where should I look for wool? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, wool has to grow on sheep, and sheep have to grow on farms.
And you know of a sheep farm?
There's the Thompson Farm in the Catskill Mountains. The Thompsons sell wool.
It sounds like an adventure. I'll go there.
Marilyn was talking to a customer. Let's listen.
Is it wool?
No, it's a mix of wool and man-made materials.
Man-made. Nylon and polyester are man-made materials. But wool is not a man-made material. Wool is a natural material. Now, is cotton a man-made or a natural material?
It's natural.
Right. What about plastic?
It's man-made.
Right. Man-made is made by man. So, what is handmade?
Made by hand.
That's right. Marilyn made her sweater herself, by hand. It's handmade, not machine-made. How are your clothes made? Are they handmade, or are they made by machine? That's all for now.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, Marilyn Stewart visits a sheep farm in New York State. She is looking for wool spun the old way, by hand. Marilyn wants to use this kind of wool to make a special sweater. So she goes to the best place to find wool, a sheep farm.
All right, Blackie, that's enough barking. Hi, you must be Marilyn Stewart.
Yes, I am.
My wife told me about you. You phoned yesterday.
That's right. You are Mr. Thompson.
The one and only.
How do you do?
Very fine, thanks. You are a clothing designer?
Yes. I came to buy some wool.
My wife does all the spinning of the wool. She can show you the different kinds.
That will be great. This is a nice farm. How many sheep do you have?
110, at last count.
That's a lot.
Blackie here gives me some help. That's enough now. Really, we're a small farm. The big sheep farms raise a couple of thousand animals.
So many! You can probably guess. I don't know much about sheep and the wool business.
New at it, eh?
Yes.
Do you want to see something really new?
What is it?
Two lambs, born just this morning.
May I see them? I'd love that.
Follow me. Go on, lead the way, Blackie. Here's a nice little lamb. Why don't you hold him?
Oh, his wool is so soft.
First year wool is always like that.
Do you sell it?
I sure do. There's a real interest in natural things right now. My wife's business is growing. Oh, here she comes now.
Hi there. Did you phone yesterday?
Yes, I'm Marilyn Stewart.
I'm Marge Thompson. Nice to meet you.
I can take that little lamb from you.
Here you are. Oh, I hate to give him up.
I'll tell you what, Marilyn. Go with my wife. She can show you the different types of wool.
We have several kinds of sheep. Each one gives a particular kind of wool.
I didn't know that. This is my first time working with hand-spun wool.
Mrs. Thompson can teach you everything about it.
There's a lot for me to learn.
You finish your business with Mrs. Thompson and then come back here to the barn.
All right.
I like to be fair to my lambs. And that other newborn, see him?
Oh.
He wants you to hold him, too.
Tell him not to worry. I'll be back.
Let's study one way to say the word can. Listen.
She can show you the different kinds of wool.
Mr. Thompson didn't say she can show you. He said she can show you. Now, listen to the sound of can in this sentence.
You can probably guess.
Now it's your turn. Listen to this example and repeat it.
Mrs. Thompson can teach you everything about it.
Mrs. Thompson can teach you everything about it. Now, answer this question. What language can you speak? I can speak English. so can you. And now, we can say goodbye.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 9. This is Program 10.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, Richard Stewart and his friend Andreas Pappas are in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is the center of the country music industry. Outside a famous country music theater, they meet a musician. Jim Conaway is his name, and he gives them a very interesting invitation.
I think you turn here, Richard. Yeah, there it is.
Yes, that's it. The Grand Ole Opry. It's a very famous theater in Nashville. Almost all the great country and western musicians play concerts here sometime.
I think there's a recording studio here, too.
Really? They record songs here? I didn't know that. I thought it was just for live concerts. Shall we take a look?
Do they give tours to the public?
I think so.
What time do you think the tours start?
I'm not sure. It's 10 o'clock now. We can ask this fellow, sitting with the guitar here. Excuse me, can we ask you something?
Go right ahead.
Do they let people tour the Grand Ole Opry?
They sure do. But the building is still closed. It'll be open in just a few minutes. And the tours start around 11 o'clock, I think.
Do you work here?
Sometimes.
Maybe you can answer a question then.
I'll try.
We know about the theater inside, but is there a recording studio here too?
There sure is. I make a lot of my records here.
Really? You're a professional musician?
Yep. I'm Jim Conaway. I don't believe I got your names.
Richard Stewart, from New York.
Andreas Pappas, from Greece.
Greece? You're a long way from home. What brings you to the Grand Ole Opry?
I'm just traveling to learn about the USA.
And I'm taking photographs all around the country for a book about Americans.
Well, this is a good place to learn about Americans.
Why is that?
Well, how should I say this? A good country song can give you a clear picture of an American's heart. Country music is all about showing feelings, simply and honestly.
Andreas is very interested in American music. He has a radio show back home in Greece. It's called
Music from Around the World.
Maybe you'll play one of my records sometime.
I'd like to.
I'll tell you what, I've got a record to make in a few minutes. You seem interested. Why don't you come in and watch us work?
Really?
We'd love to, Mr. Conaway.
Call me Jim.
Jim is going to work on a song, but we're going to study for a minute. We often don't say every word clearly. Listen.
Maybe you'll play one of my records sometime.
Maybe you'll play, or maybe you will play. Listen again.
The building is still closed. It'll be open in a few minutes.
It'll be open, or it will be open. Listen.
Why don't you come in and watch us work?
Really?
We'd love to, Mr. Conaway.
We'd love to, or we would love to. I'd love to tell you more, but there's no more time. It'll have to wait. I'll talk to you later.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Richard Stewart and Andreas Pappas are in Nashville, Tennessee, visiting a famous theater called the Grand Ole Opry. It's a place for country music concerts. Many musicians also come there to use its fine recording studio. One country musician, Jim Conaway, is recording there today. And Richard and Andreas are in luck because Jim is taking them into the recording studio to hear the making of a song.
Here's the recording studio. I record a lot of my songs here. Good morning, Louise.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Just fine, thanks. What are you working on?
I'm